Second Great Awakening, about 1790 to 1840, that conditioned an entire generation's religious expectations and molded the range of dreams and visions and human institutions that reflected their deepest religious yearnings. What the Book of Mormon claims to be is so radical that the storms of controversy over its origins and authenticity have almost completely obscured the text itself. The book presents itself as a revelation from God to a boy prophet, comprising scripture equal in significance and authority to the Bible, and heralding the opening of the heavens after a silence of almost two millennia. The Bible, a sole exception, the Book of Mormon is by far the most widely printed and circulated book in the history of the Western Hemisphere. Yet, the Roman Catholic scholar of Mormonism, Thomas O'Day's humorous observation, is also astute. The Book of Mormon has not been universally considered by its critics as one of those books that must be read in order to have an opinion of it. The circumstances surrounding the book's purported translation and publication have been so controversial, and the religious ramifications of belief and disbelief so profound,